From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 14, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Baldwin is reporting in the Columbia paper that Camp Pontiac in West Copeg has submitted an application to the State Department of Environmental Conservation to use herbicides to kill weeds in Lower Rota Pond. But neighbors who share the pond think it's a bad idea. The camp wants to remove what it calls, and I quote, nuisance aquatic vegetation, end quote, that hinders the use of the pond for swimming, boating, or fishing. The camp said all attempts at other forms of management have failed, and the proposal is to apply herbicides and algicides from May through August in an effort to clean up the pond. A letter to landowners around Lower Rota Park said the exact dates of application are still unknown. One of the products the camp proposes to use would require a 24-hour ban on swimming and bathing and fishing for consumption. And using the water for irrigation or spraying or domestic purposes is not permitted for 7 days after the application. Camp neighbors have mounted an effort to oppose the camp application, sending letters to the Department of Environmental Conservation's Bureau of Pesticides, citing studies of the effects of the chemicals proposed for use. The Ancrum Town Board in March submitted a letter to the DEC calling for a public hearing on the matter. A DEC spokesman said this week the department is in the early stages of evaluating Camp Pontiac's application and said no public hearing is planned. He said the Department of Fisheries and the County Health Department will also weigh in on the proposal. Camp Pontiac, located on County Route 7, is a sleepaway summer camp that accommodates 550 campers ages 6 to 17. The camp owns approximately 7 acres of the 60-acre Lower Rota Pond, which spans the Copeg-Ancrum town lines. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Republican congressional candidate John Faso has unveiled his plan to reduce local property taxes. 26% of taxes collected in Columbia County and 41% of Greene County's taxes go to support Medicaid, the health care program for those earning a low income with limited resources. Faso said if elected to represent the 19th Congressional District, he would push federal legislation to make the state shoulder the full cost of Medicaid and eliminate the burden on local governments to pay. Andrew Haney, Faso's opponent in the June 28th Republican primary, called the idea, and I quote, a multi-million-dollar bailout for New York City, end quote. Faso said his proposal would not only lessen the tax burden at the local level, it would also force Albany to reform the Medicaid system. The plan was greeted enthusiastically by Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux and Columbia County Treasurer P.J. Keeler. Marcoux said the plan would mean significant savings for the county's taxpayers. Keeler, the elimination of local Medicaid funding would be, and I quote, the single most financial benefit anyone could do for Columbia County, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that a new poll from Public Policy Polling finds that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo leads Kinderhook Republican Chris Gibson by 23 points more than 2 years ahead of the 2018 gubernatorial elections. 80% of the voters surveyed were unsure of who the congressman is. Gibson is not seeking re-election to Congress this year. Instead, he is exploring a run for governor. Cuomo has said repeatedly that he would like to remain in office. Gail Heinzen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that Chatham Central School District Superintendent Cheryl Nusaforo formally announced she is leaving when her contract ends at the end of the 2017 school year. Also at the April 12th school meeting, the board adopted a tentative budget 2.14% larger than this year's at $30,542,416. That's a budget of $26,560 per pupil and carries a tax levy of 0.8856%. Voters will consider the budgets of school districts in New York on May 17th. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Albany Times-Union that Rensselaer County announced on April the 11th that its latest test for water contamination found that one of 14 private wells in the town of Petersburg exceeded federal guidelines for the suspected carcinogenic chemical PFOA. The Taconic Incorporated plant is the source of the perfluorooctanoic acid that has previously been found in town wells. In total, 86 private wells within a mile of Taconic have been tested, with 24 of them with PFOA levels above the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency guidelines for water consumption. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. For our final story, Dutchess County residents in 24 neighborhoods will soon be recruited for a large Lyme disease study after the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies won a $5 million grant for a scientific study of reducing tick populations. The study, in partnership with Bard College, is being funded by the Stephen and Alexandria Cohen Foundation, led by President Alex Cohen. Cohen said, and I quote, "I have experienced the debilitating side effect of Lyme firsthand, and we are proud to support organizations like the Cary Institute that are investing in research on prevention strategies that will stop this awful disease from infecting more people," end quote. More than 300,000 people are diagnosed with Lyme disease annually in the United States, and Dutchess County is near the epicenter of the disease. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention say the current pesticide applications in yards does not lower Lyme disease risk. Instead, the study will target ticks and mice at the neighborhood level. For more information about the study, see www.tickproject.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Association is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be clear with a low around 31. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 60 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 33. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 62 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 6:13 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:36 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 14th day of April 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.